We allow one at a time. When they've responded to specific questions from council, that's the only time.
I did want to touch on that ditch issue before we.
Yeah, we're not, I'm more, I think more speakers.
Yeah, we.
Anyone else?
Does anyone else want to speak? Anyone else?
I saw a hand, maybe not.
I thought I did. We should go probably to the people listening online first before we ask any additional questions. Is, operator, will you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Oh, man.
Okay, we have Frankie on the line. Frankie, please state your name for making your comments.
Hi, my name is Frankie. I'm a Frankie speaker. I live at 33187 Dover Drive. I also was one of those that had to pay a premium, $15,000 for my lot. And I just want to let you know that I am opposed to what has happened. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next speaker, is there someone else, please?
Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one else that wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, it's my understanding there might be some questions from council.
I believe she raised a legitimate point about the ditch, and I just wanted to maybe get that on the record. So it's not a tax ditch, it's a private ditch.
Yes, sir.
That which, is you know, you're the property owner, whoever the property owner is, has a right to do with that ditch what they want, but it could create water intrusion for the neighbors. So,
and I think I'm going to clear it all this
right time. So go for it.
Thank you. Can you get an air review, please? So can you zoom out more? Yeah, so when we were doing lay height, there's an existing ditch, of course, that runs here. Let me use red, but you see the point. This is an existing ditch that runs all the way to the asphalt plant. Part of that requirement is we had to regrade that ditch. We had to go through Denrex, not necessarily SCD, but Denrex drainage section, okay? So we redid that whole ditch. We put head walls in there and culverts. That ditch flooded, which there was big complaints from SCD from these folks on this side, which I'm... I can't draw this thing, but there. All the folks in that area, because of, you know, that ditch goes from here, drains all the way up there, and drains all the way down here. So we cleaned out the whole thing, put new culverts in, which is being constructed as of today, and it might even be done, head walls in, and that whole ditch is going to be, as the conditions, as she mentioned, is going to be cleaned out. And the only reason why I think it has been filled in somewhat is because of, you know, when you saw the aerial, they had to put that sewer main in. But that should be cleaned out. I mean, that whole thing is a requirement based on the previous application to be cleaned out because of those folks complaining about the drainage. That is 110% better than what was done previously when it was overgrown and everything. We're redoing the whole ditch.
That's the wrong ditch.
Excuse me. Let him speak, please.
That ditch ties into the main ditch. I understand what she's saying.
So the ditch coming in off the flagpole.
This ditch stopped right here. Okay, we need to clean out. This ditch will be cleaned out all the way down to where it was mentioned by the lady.
Right, and that's, I think, what's in question. So I have this image in my mind. trees and shrubs and an overgrown ditch, you know how they get. You know, are you proposing concrete culverts?
No, no, not in the ditch. It's just going to be cleaned out and because it's overgrown.
Okay, so it's going to still remain earthen?
Yes.
And how are they going to have access to it to clean it out in the future?
Well, there's the buffer there, and there's an open space here. And there's going to be an open space here where they can clean it out.
Yeah, well, I guess that's really kind of what I was driving at. I want to make sure that it can be cleaned out 10 years from now when the trees grow.
And that open space is going to be part of the HOA docks, which is be their maintenance requirements for all their stormwater management, just like in any other development. So what's out there now is going to be such an improvement once they get it done, but they're just not up to that. They're not up to that part. And if you pull the SED plans for light hunting,
right,
you can see this whole thing is redone.
I mean, so that ditch runs that way and that way to the canal.
Yes, it goes this way and this way. It goes all going out.
Right, and then you have.
It was a big meeting that we had with everybody when we were doing that portion of the subdivision because of. I mean, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess.
Well, Doug and I have been down there and walked it, and I understand what it looks like.
Yeah. So when it's all said and done, and there again, it's. You know, anybody can go to SCD and see all the plans that show that whole ditch being redug, regraded, and the culverts put in that are sized appropriately. The existing culverts that there now are only like 15 inches. Well, we're putting in, I think, 30 to 36 inches. I mean, so it's going to drain that whole area.
Yeah. So, I mean, that sounds like the right solution. You know, we get another spring like this past year, and I get it. I mean, I understand what they're saying, and things can get pretty soggy down there. So sounds like it's being addressed, and their HOA will take over for the future maintenance.
For maintenance, I mean, yes, that is correct. It's all going to be an open space. I mean, it's again, that's part of their obligations, which is the documents that the counties approve. That's there again, it's their requirements to maintain those ditches, just like in any other subdivision.
Just one more time for my thick head, how much buffer is there between the end of the road and the homes and the other development, and how much of that?
Could you get back to that, please?
I mean, how much screening will that offer from headlights and so forth?
So 20 feet, which is the existing ditch, a 20-foot buffer, and then it was mentioned another 10 feet. Well, I can tell you right now, that's more than 10 feet. And the town wanted an additional 10 feet. The reason why we're not putting a cul-de-sac here, and this meets the requirements of all fire marshal requirements. We do this on a lot of projects where we're trying to, one, cut down on impervious area, but also provides an area, instead of putting a big cul-de-sac here, which would come up to this area, we're able to put additional landscaping in to there again, address the neighbors.
So it'd be about 30 plus feet of landscaping.
In this area here, yeah, I mean, at least another 20 feet. I mean, here's 20 feet here, that's more than 20 feet.
And that's the closest point to the other development.
So there again, trying to address what was brought up at P&Z. I mean, it's kind of frustrating when you stand up here and do everything that and try to address all the issues of the community, then it's
right.
Like, it's
but
not being
sometimes
addressed.
Sometimes it's hard to visualize if you're not an engineer. And
yes,
you know.
Right. I understand, yeah. But I mean, you know, I think what we've done from the perspective of the adjacent property owners, we did what we could to try to appease them.
Yeah.
And also address the P&Z.
Neighbors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any other questions?
Did that address the three and a half houses that was closed in?
For the ditch wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ditch would be cleaned out all the way to as far as you can. I mean, to be honest with you, it shouldn't have been filled in, but I can see in the construction world how it probably was because they put that sewer main. That sewer is probably 15, 18 feet deep. So when they were digging that sewer, contractors and just filled it in, and they need to redo it, and it's a matter of time, but it's required to
be
filled
done.
Out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. More questions?
Should be sooner than later, but yes. And We'll make sure it happens because it's a requirement.
Mr. President, I was told that there had been one other person that had called in since we had not closed the hearing. I think we should hear from them.
Certainly.
Operator, would you ask the speaker to, that the line is open?
I'm going to let these.
Hello, this is Jeff Mondo.
I guess not.
Again, Elaine did a fabulous job. I'm at 33149 Overdrive, lot 144. And again, I'm not represented by the attorney by any means, but I've heard a few things, and again, I'm being all taken back with this plan that it's not going back to back to the planning commission because it's a change. So I have a few grave concerns. I did do my due diligence, but I bought that house in July of last year. And all the ordinances back then and all the paperwork said that that lot was not going to be buildable, that it was going to be a church, and that he was not going to build on that lot. So I can't help that somebody in the council saying, well, he has the right to build a house on that lot. He has the right to build, to buy the property, which he did. He, in my opinion, was rolling the dice to be able to develop that lot. Just because I own a lot doesn't mean it's the right thing for that area. And again, I don't know who helps us. I'm assuming the people that I'm looking at on the street who help us and will stand with us, because this is not in any way in the same character as the north or the south, as far as the single family homes being on a perimeter. Anybody can see that the original idea was to put single family homes around the perimeter, so you had backyard to backyard, or to the ditch to a backyard. And then I heard somebody make a comment, I don't want to see a dead end 50 feet from my backyard shining into my house. I also don't want the house up so that the guy in his window can look into my outside shower, which I know is going to happen. So, and then somebody made a comment about there's other dead ends. There are other dead ends in the south area. Unfortunately, the only dead end that has houses on it has four houses, and that dead end goes to a half of a property in Ocean. The other ones go to a commercial lot, and the other one is a cul-de-sac. So I beg to differ, whoever said that that's just within character, because it's not. And I appreciate that somebody would take notice of that. That in the sewer phase, they're not standing in anybody's backyard. We're going to obviously have the noise, we're going to have the light pollution. I heard somebody say we're not touching the tax ditch. Now they're saying they're going to touch the tax ditch. I'm hearing mixed reports. One guy from the couple says he's not touching it, and the next guy says he is touching it. So where's the truth lying on this? I'm also hearing that we're not approving this plan. At what point do we get to look at the plan and make our comments on the plan, just seeing this for the first time today? In my opinion, this should go back to planning, because just because they said they recommended single-family homes, they didn't recommend a configuration of single-family homes. Again, it's just not in with a dead. I don't know who in that room would want a road with 10 houses on it, with how many cars, 4 cars per house, or 40 cars, with light shining into the backyard. I don't know who in that room would appreciate that on a property that they just purchased for $400,000. So I'm asking council to, stand by us and help us. I feel for the developer. I feel he has some value in his land. Unfortunately, I think he should have included that when he purchased the land and put the perimeter houses back to back like it was originally in north and south. So with that being said, I just have many big concerns, not to mention the water. I mean, that nobody even did an as-built, I'm guessing, on that ditch. That ditch is wider than 20 feet. I measured it when this all came about 5 months ago. I am in the construction business. I understand what they're saying. And I also know that light will shine through 50 foot. That could be a cul-de-sac, and it should be a cul-de-sac, because you need to turn the lights around. They don't want to do a cul-de-sac because they're going to eliminate houses. And it's eliminate houses, eliminates problems. I get it. Well, I'm sorry. They need to just bite the bullet and make the development, as they call it, infill to Oceanway and Beach Club, not just Beach Club. So that is my concern.
Sir?
There already is.
Can you hear me? Did I understand you to say a while ago that you have a legal document from Light Hype LLC that they said they would never sell that property? It would be a church?
It's an original ordinance. I'm in Ocean Way. I back up to where they want to set at. That's my backyard.
Right. And I thought you said earlier you had something where you paid $15,000 more for your lot, and they said it would be a church.
I paid $15,000 more. I bought the house last year in Ocean Way. Lot 144.
Okay, thank you.
Everything in Quay, everything that I bought it from, was the Ocean View Township manager at the time, said that if it could go to anything, it's a church, it's in the ordinance.
Okay, thank you.
So
okay.
We opened it up. And that's what was in the thing, that we're not going to develop that, except for a church. And that's why they have a flag lot, because they have an entrance to the church. So for them to tell me that, it's too expensive, or they can't do it, it's just too expensive, they don't want to spend money. They need to bring that road up the flag lot and enter the property directly instead of shining lights in the Ocean Way's backyard.
Thank you, sir.
That's why I understand why they want to do that. So the time that they can add a 50-foot buffer, they can add a cul-de-sac, they just have to cut down the amount of lots. And that's what I'm asking for your help. And then I would also ask, and maybe you can help me out, is when do we get the comment on the plan? This is just rezoning. I get it, it's rezoning. Well, you shouldn't rezone something that doesn't work for the community. We have 55 opposition letters and nobody recommended it. That enough should say that this is not a good plan and this is not a good idea for the community in whole, in general. And I'm asking for your support. I'm asking you to be our voice. I'm asking you to stand with us and make the right decision so that it's not all out of the money. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And operator, is there anyone else waiting to comment?
At this time, there is no one else waiting.
Okay. And
well, I got one question.
Yes.
I know there's an attorney here representing some people right out there. I know a lot of things have been said. He wants to do a closing or whatever. Is that?
If we do that, we need to ask Mr. Hutt likewise, if they wanted to ask both.
It's not closing. It's a correction.
A correction?
Yes.
Okay. Well, please don't give us a correction. Okay. Give us a correction.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you to the council for their time this afternoon. The corrections as follows. I candidly did not prepare to discuss the misrepresentations today. I plan to discuss this. But I felt compelled to respond on my client's behalf after counsel made that reference. It wasn't a May 19th, 2015 meeting. It was an October 2020 HOA meeting where my clients asked the representative of the developer whether or not that land would be developed. And that representative said, asked whether plans would be submitted to develop that property. And the response from the developer's representative was no, but about a month before, the plans had already been submitted. That was the misrepresentation. I think it's fair to clear that up.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hutt, we'll give you just a quick comment if there's anything briefly just on what he said.
Sure. I think the one thing that we can agree upon, and Mr. Eichner, is that there is a dispute of fact about those items, and that this is not the forum for those. If somebody has a complaint of that nature, there is a courthouse right next door, and that is where that goes. But again, I don't think that there was a misrepresentation that was made. As was noted, as I made a statement in my opening comments, the plans had already been through PLUS. The application was pending here, and those were not people who were misled who were trying to buy. That's a homeowner who already owns a property within the community. So that's not a nobody's being misled about the purchase of that. And if I know there was a comment earlier about timing and the purchase of this, the approval, the final site plan approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission was in 2017. The speaker is correct that when the owner of this property closed on the property, they did close on the entire property at once, but they did not have permission to seek approval of all of the acreage at once because the church anticipated at that time having a church on the 5 acres, which is what's in the record and what everybody has seen. And so it is entirely correct that the purchase was all at once, but that's not the what was represented to this council. What was represented to this council is that when the application went through, my client did not have the authority to zone that 5 acres because the church had an intention for it. There's an easement agreement for the church to drive through Ocean View Beach Club. That was what was intended when the application was processed in 2015. When they closed on the property 3 or 4 years later, the church had decided not to do that, and they ended up having to purchase the entire property at once with 49.5 acres zoned one way and 5.5 continue to be zoned AR1. So that, just to clarify the record, and those are
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, Mr. President, we include the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
Close public hearing. We're going to close public record. To okay with council?
Absolutely.
And Mr. Moore, if you'd read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community, and to amend the conditions of approval of CZ 1768 ordinance 2411 to increase the gross site area by 5.253 acres and to increase the number of permitted units within the residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County containing 56.372 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 10 with the Planning and Zoning Commission conditions 11A through G.
Hudson.
Mr. President, with the amount of information we have just heard, I think it's only fair to defer at this point to get my thoughts and everybody's thoughts together.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Riley to defer on changes in 1931. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Then motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Yes, second.
Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Ross.
Yes.
I believe motion carried.